the idea of the self. It's not that there isn't a self, but that the self is an appearance, and that's all it can be for a finite being, because the Lord is the only self. So the issues arise when we see ourself as something substantial and real, and not as an appearance. So an appearance does not mean that it doesn't exist. Appearance means it is not divine, that it is grounded in us as a gift from the divine. And so the more that we are in that sense, then the greater is our capacity to see another. So our work is with removing the things that have been produced through self-interest. So the love of self is an absorption with oneself as something apart from the Lord. That is brought into subjection when we realize that that self that we take to be real is not real. And through that realization, the self that has been acquired from the love of self and love of the world is that becomes less the ground for our sense of self, and goods and truths become more the ground, or the love of the Lord and love of the neighbor become more the ground for ourself, then we can see the other. So this whole thing is about mediation. So if we take the letter of the word and its spirit, we need the letter and we love the letter, but we don't love the letter apart from the spirit. We love it because it is able to offer us a doorway into what is more interior. And so when we see those things in their proper relationship, then the letter becomes more translucent, more beautiful. And I think that has a similar relation to the idea of ourself and what is of the Lord uniquely being able to be offered through that as a medium. But it is not the thing in itself. It is the vessel. And so the vessel can be loved, but it's loved for the sake of what is more interior, not for itself. You know, often if we can bring things back to the internal, external aspects of the word, it can open up how the internal, external aspects of life in general are related. This is about the word becoming flesh. That's really kind of what underpins all this, I think. And so what we have is the revealing of Joseph. And the revealing of Joseph is really a change coming so far as our perception of what the word really is, and that it is the Lord. So that's really what's a main theme here, that the true nature of the word is such that it is the Lord's divine human. So, and that's openly stated in that long number, so 5922 subsection 7. And you have the layered aspects here as well, but it says, for the same reason that over the tabernacle a cloud was seen by day and a fire by night, the tabernacle represented the Lord's divine human. So that's the statement. Consequently, divine truth, which goes forth from him. So that's the divine human. And so the word, which is the divine human, which is the divine truth for the church, which is the divine human. So what we have here is a very clear statement about what the word truly is. And this is what the revealing of Joseph is about. It's about seeing the word for what it is. Also, just prior in subsection 4, it quotes from John 1:14. What is more, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. So it's seeing the Word for what it is. And of course, this whole thing has been about the celestial of the spiritual becoming present in the natural. To me, John 1:14 is talking about the same thing. It's the joining of the celestial to the spiritual in the natural, the internal celestial to the spiritual in the natural, which is Israel. So again, it's all about these linkages. Now, it's not that the Lord was ever separated, but this is all about our perception of what the word is and how it conjoins. And the glorification of the Lord is us coming to see him for who he actually is, or coming to see the word for what it actually is.